I gave her a nervous smile. She stared me down for what felt like a long time, then leaned back in her chair.
So, when I said acute radiation poisoning, for example, you got that. You understood that what I meant by that was that you might well be called upon to perform duties that would result in you deliberately being exposed to a lethal dose of ionizing radiation. You understood that subsequent to that, you would develop a fever, skin rashes, blistering, and eventually that your internal organs would more or less liquefy and leak out of your anus over a period of days, resulting in what I am led to believe is an exceedingly painful death. All of that was entirely clear to you?
Yeah, I said, but that wouldn't really happen, right?
Yes, she said, it very well might.
I shook my head.
Sure, I might get irradiated or whatever, but I wouldn't have some long, drawn-out, agonizing death. I'd just kill myself, right? Take a pill, close my eyes, and wake up as a new me. I mean, that's kind of the point of the whole backup thing, right?
Yes, Gwen said. You'd think that, wouldn't you? The fact is, though, that most expendables don't.
I waited for her to go on. When it was clear she wasn't going to, I said,
"Don't what?"
She sighed.
"Kill themselves. My understanding is that that very rarely happens, despite the fact that it would make eminent sense. Apparently, 3 hours of training lectures aren't enough to overcome a billion years of ingrained instinct for self-preservation. Go figure. Also, in many cases, the expendable may be required to ride it out all the way to the bitter end, whether he wants to do so or not. Think about medical experiments, for example. Can't short-circuit one of those with a premature euthanasia. Command won't let you check out until they've finished gathering data. Understand?"
I nodded. I couldn't think of a more elaborate response. Gwen looked up at the ceiling for a long while. When she finally looked back down at me, I got the feeling that she was disappointed to see me still sitting there.
So tell me, Mr. Barnes, what exactly do you find appealing about the position on offer?
She set her elbows on the desk then and rested her chin on her hands.
Well, I said, I mean, even if I got killed once or twice, I'd basically be immortal, right? That's what you said.
She sighed again, louder this time.
Right. You're a moron.